The Dental Download Podcast is your source for insight into dental school, conversations with dentists, specialists, and leaders in the industry. With new episodes every Monday morning, I'm your host, Haley Schultz. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dental Download Podcast. It's Christmas Day, and I personally celebrate Christmas, so it's kind of challenging that a Monday for the podcast is a holiday, but I'm still going to post this episode. I pre-recorded it so that I can have time with my family over break. We have 4 weeks off from middle of December until early January, which is probably the longest break I'll ever get during dental school and probably ever into my working life later on. So I'm really trying to enjoy it all. But this week's episode is kind of like our little New Year's special. And since it's on a holiday, I wanted to do 5 things I'm grateful for and 5 goals for the new year. And we're also going to reflect on my goals from last year and how I did on all of those, because I always think it's important to hold yourself accountable for your goals. And I think it's great to write down your goals. I do have to say my goals this year, like for 2024, are a little less tangible. I know it's important to have SMART, that acronym, goals, but I think I'll make my own SMART goals later on. These are more just like mindsets and things that I want to practice going into 2024 so that I have good habits once I'm a working dentist, which is going to happen during 2024, which is so cool. Finally, in the home stretch of dental school, once I get back from break, I'll be starting my final semester of dental school, and I'm just so excited.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So our first segment is going to be 5 things that I'm grateful for from this past year, because I think it's exceptionally important to go into a new year, a new phase with gratitude for the past and to look back on experiences, even the challenging ones, with gratitude. I didn't really include this in here, but all of the things I've had to overcome with my education, just different challenges clinically and with the boards, as you all know, I am grateful for them because I know that I've learned so much more through any time that I've had to struggle through something, because that just makes you appreciate it that much more when you come out on the other side and you usually are putting in maybe more effort than some other people did because it was something that doesn't come naturally to you, doesn't come easy. And I honestly think it all works out for the best. But for the positive things that I'm actually grateful for this year, first being I got a job. That was last week's episode, was the finale of my job search process. So getting my job is probably one of the biggest things that happened in 2023, probably the biggest thing, because it's going to shape so much of my future. And I'm just thrilled about it, honestly. The other thing I'm grateful for this year, number 2, is more of a broad thing, but I can think of specific patients and specific instances in my mind and memories that I'll always have. But it's the moments when patients tell me that they can smile again with confidence, they can eat again without any pain. Patients leaving their first operative visit with me after previous trauma and saying, you know, that actually wasn't so bad after they've worked with me and we did the work ahead of time to figure out what was triggering for them, what they hated about the dentist, and how we could try to mitigate that when they came in for their operative visit with me. So all of those moments have been so rewarding, and we see so few patients in school and such long appointments compared to how many patients I'm going to be seeing in a private practice. So I know that moments like that are just going to continue and they're going to grow and be even more rewarding over time. So overall, I guess I'm just thankful for being able to be a student dentist and eventually dentist, because it is incredibly rewarding to be able to help people in this way. The third thing that I'm grateful for is dental school fun and the friends in dental school, some of the like social opportunities that we've had I can look back on with such fondness, like Friendsgiving that I hosted here with some of my dental classmates, football season tailgates, different socials, and just in general being at school around so many wonderful, motivated, like-minded people and getting to see so many people every day is something that I think is easy to take for granted, especially if you're going to go and work in a smaller practice where you might be the only doctor, or for someone that's not even in dentistry that maybe has a more isolated job. It's just really nice to go in and interact with people every day, and I'm very thankful for the friends that I have at dental school. I don't think you can ever list things that you're thankful for and not say your family. So cliche, but I'm so grateful for my family, but specifically all the different memories that we had together this year, different trips we took, different times I went down to see them because they're in Florida for part of the year. So, so thankful for, I call him my little brother, but it's my parents' puppy. He is indeed a dog, not a human, but I still call him my little brother. And he is so cute. He turned one this year, and I just adore the time I get to be with him. But it's nice because it's in small doses, and I'm not the one actually responsible for taking care of him. So it's like ideal. And then the fifth thing has been living with roommates this year has been so great. I've lived with roommates all of undergrad and all of dental school, and this is my last school year living with roommates because I'll be done with dental school, and then as I've mentioned, I'm moving with my boyfriend for my job next year. So in the summer I'll be moving out of Ann Arbor into a new home, and my boyfriend will be moving with me. So I guess I still have a roommate, but it's a little different living with your partner versus living with friends from school. So I'm just really soaking in all of the, you know, late night conversations, support, funny memories, all the things that come with living with some of your best friends. And I've really appreciated that this year, and I'm excited for having that for part of 2024 at least.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And segment two of this episode is, what did I accomplish in 2023? Did I hit those goals? I am pretty sure I shared it in an episode either right before New Year's or right after New Year's last year. So if you want to go back and listen to that one, have at it. But I'm going to tell you what the goals were anyways. So first one was read 12 books. So on average, one per month. I definitely didn't do that. I'm always really good at reading right after New Year's. And then I don't know why, I just don't have the reader's bug. Like, there's just everything else in life that I would rather do than read. I don't know why. When I'm in the moment of reading, I do enjoy it, but I'm just never picking up a book and reading. I think I just need to get into more of a habit of it. I believe I read 3 or 4 books, which genuinely, like, I would read 1 or 2 books a year. So I basically doubled it to 4, but it's okay. It's decent. And the books I did read were pretty impactful. I would recommend Dr. Alan Stern's book if you are still trying to discern kind of your specific path in dentistry, or if you're struggling at all with motivation or self-doubt. His book is excellent. And again, his name is Alan Stern. So you can look at his book. That's one of the ones I read this year. And the next couple things on my list I did accomplish, so that's great to accomplish those goals. First being workout 5 days per week and continue bar membership. I haven't tracked exactly how many I work out, but I mean, it's almost every day that I was going to workout classes at my bar studio, and they'd be a mix, a lot more strength and cardio classes this year, which has been really good for me. Towards the end of the year, I started doing those more often than just bar, and I've loved them all. It's going to be a transition once I move away, not having a workout studio nearby, so I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do for fitness, but I'm sure I'll find something that I'll love just as much. It'll just be different. Then the next couple things on here were all dental related. So I wanted to pass the INBDE, which I did, which was huge because that's a very hard test. I wanted to pass the CDCA DSE OSCE, which is another multiple choice, a little bit less hard test, which I just passed. You can see a vlog recently posted on my YouTube channel about taking that test. And then I wanted to pass the fall CDCA components, which is pros, perio, and endo. And at the moment that I'm recording this, I don't have my results back for my endo retake. I did pass pros and perio on the first attempt, but I don't have my results back yet for endo. So we can't quite cross that off the list at the moment. But hopefully in real time when you're listening, I already did get my results back and they're positive. I'm just really hoping, but I don't know yet. So we'll have to skip over that one, leave it as a TBD. You'll have to be checking out my Haley Schultz Dental Instagram is the handle to see updates about that. The next goal I had for 2023 was to sign an associate contract. Oh yeah, we did it. Very, very exciting. Claps, cheers, just joy through the roof about that opportunity. I couldn't be more excited. And then the other thing was financial related. I wanted to figure out my post-grad budget, and I definitely did that. I have a 2024 budget sheet with like annual goals and then month-to-month tracking of all of the expenses and income. And then I also made one for 2025, presuming that my income will go up a certain amount, and then reestablishing like my savings goals and paying back tuition, all those things. So that's ready to go. Your girl is on top of her spreadsheets. The next is X amount of dollars in my savings. This one's kind of funny because probably before I recorded this episode, like if I would have done this 2 months ago, I would have the money in my savings. But as you all imagine, as a student, I don't have very much income. It's just the little bit of money that I get from this podcast. And I did do some Christmas shopping for my loved ones. So I'm like just below the threshold of what I wanted to have saved up this year. So I got there. I just took it away from myself by some Christmas shopping for people, but they deserve it. And eventually I will be making a lot more money than the pennies that I get from podcasting. And the last goal I had was using the devotional daily on the Bible app. And I definitely got away from that as the year went on. I was probably pretty good about it in January and February, but as the year went on, I was getting pretty lax when it comes to my faith. So that's definitely something I'm going to work on in the new year. And speaking of new year, we're going to do my 5 goals for the new year next. As I mentioned, I probably will need to revamp these goals to get them more specific and achievable. And then I know I'm also going to be doing goal setting specifically dental related to our practice with the other doctors. So that's going to be fun to be finally like included in some growth and development strategy for the office, since I'm going to be a part of the team in 2024, and being involved in their 2024 planning is super, super surreal, and I can't wait. But these are my goals for myself this year. For 2024, the first goal, let's all say it together, graduate dental school. I mean, come on, I've been working at it for 4 years, can't leave that off the list. I just want to make it out of here with my DDS in hand, get that dental license through the state of Michigan, and be able to practice. That is the biggest key to accomplishing everything else I want to accomplish in life. So let's get that DDS in 2024. The second thing is, in support of being able to practice for a long time, is stretches and daily activity. I'm pretty good about movement, I would say. Like, I have my Apple Watch and I close my rings every day, but I've been pretty bad about stretching Thankfully, with the workout classes, they force me to stretch because we stretch at the end of every class, like a cool down period. So at least I'm stretching once a day when I do go to the workout classes, which is most days of the week. But I want to be that person that stretches every morning, every night, between patients. Like, I want to be the queen of stretching. So I think I need to start small, baby steps. And even on rest days, I want to at least walk and stretch still. So daily activity and stretching is one of my goals for the year. My third goal is something that a lot of people I admire and aspire to be like, not really that they mentor me, but they're people that I look up to as dentists. They spend a lot of their free time growing their clinical knowledge, and I spend a lot of my free time scrolling on my phone. So I'd like to dedicate a certain time every single week and be consistent with it as a time that I spend growing my clinical skills, whether it's reading a new research article or watching a video on YouTube or on a CE website, a webinar, whatever it may be, at least 1 hour per week, which is lofty, but I think if I schedule it in as if it's just something I have to do, eventually it will become more of a habit, and it doesn't have to be feel like work or feel rigorous, because I can use the time for anything as long as it's growing my clinical skills. So I can kind of pick and choose what topics seem interesting at least. The fourth goal is financial habits to build a successful future. Talk, see what I meant, that these goals are so broad, like not at all smart goals in any way. No way to measure if I'm doing that or not. But some of the things that I'm going to do will be working with a financial planner that specifies working with dentists. I'm going to be expense tracking and using my budgeting sheet and figuring out a plan of how I'm going to pay back school while also saving for potentially buying a practice in the future, as well as building up other important savings like an emergency fund. And then the fifth and final goal is keeping a family-first mindset. The whole reason that I was considering dentistry as a career so long ago was because of the work-life balance, and obviously really getting to help people is very rewarding, and it's hands-on, and it's fun, and there's so many great things about being a dentist. But one of the biggest things was that I could support my family and have the autonomy to not be at work when I want to be with my family and supporting them in different activities. And right now, I'm just getting started on a family, hopefully I'm going to be entering into a marriage eventually with my current partner and slowly building up that family. So it's very early stages, but when I'm first starting my career, I want to have good boundaries and be very present at work and be very present at home. And I think that by keeping that high in my mind and as a priority, it will build good habits for later on when it gets more challenging, when I have more on my plate, and when there's kids and other things involved that makes it more complicated. But if I can work on being a really good partner and then also being a really good dentist, I think by keeping those two things separate and trying to be as present as possible at the different elements of my life will set me up really well for the future. And again, just having good habits and a good mindset. So trying to keep that family-first mindset and not trying to do it all the time. I'm a big multitasker, but I want to be better about being present and giving my 100% to where I am at that moment. So those are my goals for 2024. I'll have to check back in at the end of 2024 and see how I did. And that'll be cool because I will be a dentist when I'm recording that one in a year. But thank you all so much for listening to this week's little holiday special. I know we're on a cycle of a few solo episodes in a row, but that's just because I didn't want to post a guest on Christmas because I just felt like they wouldn't get the attention that the episode would deserve. So I decided to post a little fun holiday special, and you guys can listen to it if you want or listen to it later on. It's not as big of a deal, you know? But thank you all so much for your support, and I hope you all had a very happy holiday season if you're celebrating anything, and I hope that you're all staying safe and get a little bit of rest during this time as we move into 2024. And I will talk to you all next Monday.